Today is day two of our Red Letter Challenge, our series going through all of Lent. We're going to be keying in on Matthew 7 in just a little while, but let's pray. Lord God, we ask you to be with these words. Lord, may we understand what it is that you would have for us from these red letters. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. So, this is the second Sunday in this Red Letter Challenge, and last week we discussed just a little bit of this idea that there's a culture in our world, there's a culture inside the church, and there's a culture outside the church, and we're taking a look at how many times people who say that they don't go to church and they look and say, okay, you Christians, okay, you want me to understand who Jesus is and how God is loving and how you want me to take a look at how God can change my life. And all too often now, the research that is coming back to us is saying that the people who are outside the Christian church are not seeing Christians as people who follow Jesus. And so the writer of the Red Letter Challenge said, okay, we need to take a look at the red letters and say, okay, is this what the church stands for? Take a look at who we are. And today, our second day, I think it's very fitting now with all the rain and what comes after the rain. What comes after the rain are a bunch of cracks. If you notice, sometimes that cracks can be everywhere you look. And in some parts of the country, it's worse than others. Sometimes, you know, cracks can tell you that there's a problem, unfortunately. Unfortunately, it can be a big problem. And so there are sometimes where you need a foundation. There's a foundation problem because there is nothing that it stands on that is geared to hold that much weight. And we have companies that will actually come in and give you a different foundation, a different backing, because sometimes the soil that we build on, it's just not suitable for that size or that kind of construction. So today, I thought we'd take a look from Matthew 7, verse 24 to 26. If you would, read that with me. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. So just to recap that, a man who does not put a good foundation down on good, solid ground is a what? A foolish man. A foolish man. That sums it up right there. And so I began to take a look at the Red Letter Challenge to find out what is it that we need to start out with. So week two of a time of being as Christians. Then, if we say that we're founded in Jesus, where do you find him? And so sometimes we need to go back and say, okay, if Jesus says this, it's really important. So as Christians, we go back to the red letters found in some of the Bibles of what Christ actually spoke, what his words were. And he calls anyone who does not have a foundation built on him, he calls foolish. He calls foolish. And so nowadays, the trick kind of starts to be that where do we get our information? Where do you go for help? Pinterest? Wikipedia? I mean, just right now, there can be someone in the back row getting out their cell phone. Now it's a huge tablet. But you can be getting out your communication device, and you can look up, you can fact check everything I say. Or if you want to Google something, you can Google it and say, I want instant information. The problem is nowadays on the internet, a lot of the information out there, I'm sorry to say, isn't really true. It's someone's opinion. So how do you go and say, I don't want my foundation to break apart? Where do I go? And so in this house, we say our backbone, our foundation is the words of Jesus Christ and His alone. And so we rest firmly on that. And the problem being is that things get a little chaotic. Things get out of control. And so the problem being is, you know, cracks can only show certain things. You can repair them when you're trying to sell your house and try to figure out, okay, how do I make this look better if someone's coming over? You can always put a picture over it to make it look like there's nothing there. But where are we? Where are we? We don't have to look beyond these walls. Where are we? And so take a look at this small clip for me.
Do something! Don't just stand there! I need you to intervene!
You want me to intervene? Okay, I'm intervening!
If you notice, the family was trying to sit down for dinner, and all of a sudden, it pure chaos, and the kids were fighting, and mom was trying to keep things together, and dad was kind of like, okay, what am I supposed to do? Does that ever happen? Is this something that it never happens at your house? You're total angels sitting there. No? No? Okay, so you never talk on the phone or text while you're supposed to be eating? No, never, never. Or mom would take away my cell phone, right? Yeah, so things get a little bit weird and chaotic when we're trying to eat and we're trying to focus on what we need to be focused on. The problem, did you hear the doorbell? Did you hear the doorbell? Thank you, someone, finally, yes. Heard the doorbell, and all of a sudden, the family does what? It goes back to looking like we're supposed to be normal. What do you do when you go out to eat? Son, we're out to eat with normal people. You need to act normal. He's color changing his face. I don't know what happened with him now. And so you know what it's like. You go out to eat, or you go out in public. Son, do not embarrass me again around other people. And so it's this thing where whether it be here, whether it be in our houses where we have to try to cover up what's there, or how about social media today? Have you ever seen someone post a picture of them when they first wake up? Why not? Isn't that real life? Isn't that real life? Look at me. I just woke up. I'm getting a sense that you go online and you see everybody's beautiful pictures where they look the nicest. They're you don't want to embarrass yourself by, look at what did my kid do today? That doesn't happen, does it? We put our best pictures on because we want people to see our best side. And so the cracks start showing eventually. And just like in this video, we like to pretend that there's nothing wrong. There's no fighting. There's no bickering, no nothing. Family's just great. Problem is, when we look at the foundation, the cracks start showing. And so I wanted to share with you something from the mission field. It's a story which captivated my mind when I first heard of it. A group of missionaries went over to Afghanistan. They went over to Afghanistan. They knew the risk, but they went over to share the love of God with a nation that was finally free to hear. And they went over, a bunch of them went over, and in Afghanistan, with the fighting going on, they were captured by the Taliban. They were captured by the Taliban. These Christian people were there to spread Christ's love, and they didn't want to stop. And so they were held at gunpoint. And at one time, they we're at the point where the Taliban says, okay, someone's going to go first. And one of the guys piped in, I'm the pastor here. I will be the first one to give my life. And another guy said, excuse me, sir, I am a pastor and I'm older than you. That means I go first. A third guy says, guys, you just need to be quiet. You're not even ordained. I am ordained. I am a pastor. I go first. And they put him to his feet and they took him outside, and that's the last time they ever heard from him. And so they lived in this sense of they didn't know what was going to happen next. And so they had one Bible and they took it and they tore it, giving it to all the people behind their backs so that when they could, when the guards weren't looking, they could focus on the Word of God. That at any second, they could be looking at the person who wrote that word to them. And they held it dear. And they spent time in prayer and the Word of God, not knowing what was going to happen next. And you know what happened next? They were freed. They were freed. Military came in and freed them and took them back home. And what happened was they went back to their normal daily lives. And then they got back together. And you know what they said? You know what these guys said? How I wish I was back there under gunpoint. Because now I am wrapped in what I have to do every day, my schedules. When we were there and we were ahead at gunpoint, I had the Word of God in front of me and I had time to pray and I felt so close to God. And now I have everything else getting in the way. What it would be like for me just to be able to go back and not know if I'm going to live or die every day. Because I knew where I was going, and I knew whose I was, and I was there before God. And so, what would we have in our lives today? Would we say, man, we would love to be in that situation, or we love to be here? And so, from John 7:17, if you would read this with me. If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own authority. And so Jesus is saying, compare what is written in me in the Old Testament and link in what I'm saying and understand all the Old Testament is about me. And so the foundation of the Old Testament is who Jesus is. The foundation of the New Testament is who Jesus is and what he has said. And so I want to take an illustration. I'm not going to know very much about this, but you're going to have to help me and bring me up to speed. The author of this book, The Red Letter Challenge, he also did a video. And the video, I don't understand very much, but I understood one concept. He was talking about this. He was talking about this, so help me out here, because when I go to a golf course, I'm as good as I'm going to get. I really am. I'm terrible, okay? But if you invite me out and you're on the golf course, does anyone put it on the straightaway? I mean, anyone hit perfect shots every time? Is there anyone who goes right or goes left? Your dad does. Great. Way to be totally confident on that one. All right. So does anyone end up in the water? Does anyone, when you go, if you're like me, you take a shot and hit it onto like the course, like four courses away from there. Anyone do that? And you take a penalty stroke because you're out of bounds? Yeah? What about, is anyone getting into a rough spot? Anyone get into... what are those things called? The sand traps? Yeah? And so some of us, I've heard stories. You'll have to tell me if this is correct. Some of you go out just to practice. You put yourself in a sand trap and you practice for hours and hours. You practice getting out of those spots. You practice being in the rough. You practice putting. True or false? Four people said true. Every wife in here is saying, yes, that's right. He says he's at the golf course, right? And so interesting enough is when you take a look at golf, there's a lot of people practicing, isn't there? There's a lot of people practicing. And sometimes they don't let life get out of the way. And so sometimes they try to take life with them. And so the author is really trying to say, you know, if you invite your pastor out and you take him golfing, do you want him to see life through life as going great? Or do you want to allow others to see that, yeah, you are imperfect? The idea there is that we practice and we practice and we practice at golf, at basketball, at sports. First service, someone said that they're up at 5 swimming because they have a meet later on. And so different sports require different ways to practice. And so I really want to kind of talk about, okay, foundations today. Foundations today. If we're talking about practicing things that really don't matter in life, that really aren't going to lead to eternal life, talk about the practices that we have today. If we're practicing, if we're going to get to something else in which you will have days in which the storms will come up, if something will arise and you don't know where to turn, what have we practiced each and every day? Have we got out God's word and said, okay, God, I'm ready to learn from you. Where do you want me to turn? And so when things do come up in which we don't understand, man, I remember when I read, you know what, I want to tell you this, from a pastor's standpoint, I've read a lot from the Gospels, from this Red Letter Challenge, just from itself, I began to just to search out every day from the same place and going through some of those same red letters. And I've read it before, but then again, I keep reading it and reading over, and sometimes I can't believe how much I am learning, even though I've gone over this 20 times, 100 times, 101, I'm still learning. And so as what God says to me is, be strong, do not fear. All those things he is trying to tell me today, and he tells me just in those red letters how to navigate through life when things get really, really gross and nasty, when things really get off to the right or to the left, or when I get into something where I don't know if I can get out. Christ is saying, where's my foundation? When my life doesn't seem that it's on solid ground, Christ says, be built on the rock. Have your being found in him. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, what a beautiful thing that you have given us today and tomorrow and for the rest of our lives. Lord, what a great thing that you have given us to pass on to our children and to our children's 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 children. The words that are just relevant, that ring out for whatever we're going through. Lord God, help us see that those words are for us to take with us each and every day. Lord God, may we be able, if we navigate this weird life that we don't know what's happening next, may we dig into your word today. I pray for everyone in here, Lord, that they may be able to find a Bible, whether it be on a shelf, whether it be on their tablet or their phone, may they be able to search out your word, Lord. Search out a word that goes strongly with what they want to learn. Lord God, may you guide them to the scripture verses they need to hear today. In your son's name we pray. Amen. If you would,